6:19-22. The Lord says, why do you seek the living among the dead? In the days to come, the Lord is going to speak some things to each of us, and it's maybe things that we never dreamed we'd ever do. I was thinking about this morning, you know, we're praying in church order than God's government. What do you think government is? It starts at the local level. School board, city council, county treasurer. I don't know all the different positions. Don't think that he wouldn't call you to do it either. Don't be surprised what he calls you to do. And don't be overwhelmed and upset when he does, because he's called us to do things from the foundation of the world, and there's a reason you were chosen for this time. It's becoming even more apparent, the remnant, those that are actually speaking the truth and staying with the truth and bringing the truth. So does it seem to be a strange thing that God would ask of you? Maybe something along this line. I'm not trying to elect anybody here this morning to do anything, but this is what the Lord put on my heart as I was praying this morning. How are we going to reach our community? Yeah, we can stay home and pray, but if he tells us, we'll go fill that position. Go do that. See, the occupying is also part of it. We're supposed to occupy the land, and that's where we failed. That's why the devil occupies all seven mountains of culture today. It's because the church has not occupied. Well, let the pastor do it. Or, you know, whatever. Well, that whatever's gotten us into this mess. And so, just don't be surprised. Like I said, I'm not calling anybody. God didn't say anything specific to me about anybody or any particular anything. He just said, just like when he told me to go on television, it took me a year to finally get on television. And then I ran out of money, and I didn't have any money, so for 10 years I didn't do anything. And the Holy Spirit, one day I was praying in the Spirit. Our house was all loaded up, ready to move, and we were waiting for things. Things had bogged down, and I was sitting in the only chair I think we had in the house, and I was praying in the Spirit. And the Spirit said, you quit. And I'm thinking, I come up out of that chair, I'm going, what? So I got on track, and I got back in line with doing what the Lord wanted me to do. Why he chose me, I don't know. Did I want to do it? No. That was the scariest thing that I could even think of, because I couldn't hardly get up and speak in front of anybody. Now, I could under the anointing teaching, but just to get up and speak, it was just not an easy thing for me. So don't be surprised if the Lord draws something out of the air that you never thought about. And it may be your true calling after you've messed around all these years. You understand what I'm saying? We've all messed around and been out of his will, and gotten back in his will for a little bit and got out of his will. All those things. Just don't be surprised. Just don't be surprised. So I'm just setting you up. This is what the Spirit, how he led me this morning. Wasn't thinking that way. That was Holy Spirit direction. So, I'm just going to leave it there. Not putting pressure on anybody. That's between you and the Holy Spirit. All right, this is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this, Reigning in Life. Just as in the days of my judgment in Egypt, so it has been in your day. Call for what you desire, not what you see. When the plagues came in Egypt and the water was turned to blood, the children of Israel were protected in Goshen. It will be the same with you. Miriam gave the warning to gather water before the time of the blood plague in Egypt. I will warn you just as I warned them. Don't panic, but listen to my voice. I will have you stand and speak to retrieve. Streams in the desert reap a hundredfold in famine. It's time to rise and decree what you want. Do not become part of the problem. No more complaining about the problem, but speak to the mountain and change the results. The devil stole your money. What do you do? Take it back in Jesus' name. It's not just a song to build your faith. It's a song that reveals my plan, my order for you to live an abundant life. Okay, we're going to look at a couple of scriptures here. 1 Kings. Chapter 18. Let me just say this, my own thought, as I'm standing here. Whatever you see, Satan's narrative, Satan's illusion, doesn't mean it's real. 1 Kings 18, 41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth, put his face between his knees, and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. What's he doing? He's decreeing and he is watching for it. Not watching for more of what he's experiencing. He's watching for what he has spoken. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there rises a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. It came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. James 5. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. How much more so do we have this ability and power with the covenant that we have? I hear the sound of abundance of rain. I've been saying that. We need rain. I'm calling for rain. Satan is pouring out his propaganda, but refuse to listen and speak it. Most just sit and complain, and they remain the same. It's my Joshua's and Caleb's and David's that reign. This ministry, reigning in life, Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. I don't care what you see, we still have reigning status. When you reign, there is rain. Two reigns there, R-E-I-G-N and R-A-I-N. All you can expect from complaining is remaining in the circumstances that you do not want. We have to watch it. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. That must be second. Hold on. Second Thessalonians 1:18. Well, there isn't one. All right, Lord, which one is it? It has to be first, 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. What does everything mean? Everything. Everything. Speak to every mountain and you will begin to see results because I have given you the say. Jesus said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says will come to pass, that it will. People are working this in the opposite all the time. Don't allow the devil's narrative to win, but counter it with words of faith to begin. The highly developed you become, the faster the manifestation will come. Time to get rid of the mixture in your life. Satan's trying to mix everything up. What do you think all the transgender is about? Transhumanism. The whole world, because of evil words, is all mixed up. You have the power and authority to unmix it. One more scripture here. 1 John 5. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Judgment has begun, and you will see things that are hard to look upon, signs of famine. Speak plenty in abundance. Make this a discipline. Don't give the devil your words. Satan, all his trickery, cannot keep you from the kingdom of God. I brought the children of Israel out laden with silver and gold, and restored their health. How much more will I do for you? You have a better covenant based on better promises. No more valley of, oh no. No more, oh no. What are we going to eat, drink, or wear? As you speak, all of Satan's high places are coming down. My kingdom come, my will be done in earth as it is in heaven.